That's rock and roll, and happy, happy Friday to you, Mr. Meltzer. Well, and everybody in our community here that is joining us, as David had mentioned, we are multicasting on all platforms, let alone live here in the Best Rooming Community on Clubhouse, which is the Breakfast with Champions. As David also mentioned, he has been doing these Free Friday trainings for over 28 years, and one of our favorites that we do consistently is the theme and topic for today's training, which is takeaway from the month of May, or ask me anything. So you can either bring your takeaway from the month of May, or of course, you can bring a question for David today and for all of our friends live on the webinar. Please make sure to put your questions or your takeaways from the month of May into the chat. And for all of our friends here in the Breakfast with Champions, if you are in the audience, please use the hand icon to request to join the stage, and we will, of course, bring you up. And of course, if you are already on stage and have a takeaway for the month you'd like to share or a question for David, please make sure to use the room chat. Just let me know that you are ready to rock, and I will pass the mic over your way. Now, of course, it would not be another David Meltzer training if we were not inviting, but not obligating, everybody in our incredibly abundant community to join us in person. As David mentioned, we always hit over 200 cities every single year as a part of our tour, and he is currently on his way to the Japan edition of the Car Wash series. Now, when we go into each and every one of our cities, we add in what we call a car wash, which is the addition of a community meetup, holding court, or even one of our VIP dinners for charity. So make sure if you are in Japan and would like to join us for the car wash edition of our series, make sure to reach out to us directly. Then from Japan, we will be heading over to Louisville, Kentucky with the legendary coach Nick Saban, the incredible CEO of Crash Champions, Matt Ebert, and many others, adding on a car wash in Louisville. Then it'll be from Kentucky to Kalamazoo, Michigan with the Zeigler Auto Group, adding on a car in Kentucky, in Kalamazoo as well. Then off to Viva Las Vegas for Office Hours TV show season number 11. From Vegas, it'll be off to Chicago, adding in a car wash in Chicago as well. And then we'll be back in Newport Beach, California for the June edition of our Mastermind series, adding on a car wash in Newport Beach once again as well. And ladies and gentlemen, we know that is way too much to keep up with. So, and we do that intentionally, but let us remind you on where we're going to be by sending you those invitations, but not obligations. A number of them even every single year. And if you would like these invitations, but not obligations, all you needed is text us at area code 949. Next three digits are 298. Last four digits are 2905. And for all of our friends on the webinar, as you can see that on screen, we will make sure to add in the chat as well as for our friends here in the Breakfast with Champions. Now, without further ado, to kick off this train of takeaway from the month of May and/or ask me anything, Mr. Meltzer, I'd like to kick it over to you to share your takeaway of the month of May.
Thank you, Nick of WOM, a well-oiled machine. For me, my takeaway was we need to do great things when they're small. Too many of us don't have the humility or the frugality to do great things when they're small. And too many people wait where they have to do great things because there's insurmountable challenges and struggles. But for me, one of the greatest attributes of the people that I help and working within myself is, can I be inspired to do great things when they're small? And that goes with good deeds, that goes with non-negotiable behaviors, that goes with negotiable behaviors, and to continue in a consistent, persistent manner, but to enjoy what we don't like or love about what we love. Enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of our own potential. Not what's missing, not what we don't have, not what other people want for us, not what social media wants for us, but can we do great things when they're small? And for me, as you know, one of my closing statements, reminders, remembrances, and recollections is always to be kind. Be kind to your future self by doing good deeds. And these good deeds can be very small, but you can do great things with small deeds and small kindness. and those acts of kindness aggregate, accelerate, and compound. The same as every other behavior that you are consistent with. I'm going to repeat that. They will aggregate, accelerate, and compound the same as every other behavior that you're consistent with. And even my definition of wealth has changed in that manner because of this philosophy of paying attention and giving intention to doing great things when they're small. I've expanded upon Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecter's philosophy of your assets creating more revenue than your expenses. I now know great wealth is formed in great things financially that we do when they're small. And so our assets not only exceed the revenue from those assets, but the interest from those assets will grow exponentially tax-free. If you can get the interest on your assets to grow exponentially tax-free, you will create a legacy financially that will give you the freedom to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. And so stemming from my takeaway of the month, which is to do great things when they're small, don't wait for them to get big. Nick?
Extremely powerful, David. Thank you so much for your sharing. Are we having a lag in connectivity?
Yeah, I'm having a lag hearing you.
I just turned off Wi-Fi, so you should have me a little bit more clearly.
Yeah, better.
Okay, beautiful. So as we continue with the takeaways of the month, do you mind if I go ahead and share mine?
Oh, please. Sorry, I was supposed to ask you, what's your ask me anything or a takeaway for me, my brother?
You are totally good. My takeaway from the month of May was actually an analogy as it pertains to time, let alone age. And the analogy was that if our life was a 24-hour clock, of course, based off of averages, if you are to be right around 30 years old, it is only 7 a.m. That was something that hit me like a absolute train this month, just putting things into relativity and understanding how, as I said, at a very, very young age, but time always seems to go by very quickly, how for me, it is only 7 a.m., which gives me great confidence and excitement for what the rest of my day, in this analogy, has in store.
Awesome. And if anyone would like the takeaway guide today, so if they'd like a reminder of these takeaways, just email me, David means beloved, at D is my first initial, Meltzer means servant, let me be your beloved servant, and email me at david@dmeltzer.com, like seltzer with an M, david@dmeltzer.com. Get these list of takeaways and comments, get the replay of the takeaways of the month and the Ask Me Anythings. Nick is so interesting. That sounds like a John Coyle takeaway. Did you get that from John Coyle?
It did not come originally from John Coyle. I actually saw it on Instagram.
Oh,
where my first exposure was, but I need to share it with John to get his perspective and be able to learn from him as well.
Yeah, it's so interesting. If you see that the guarantee in life is 24 hours a day, and each and every day you're guaranteed 24 hours, except for the last day you're cheated. You know that is a foundational principle as I study time and the relativity, the meaning of time, aligned in the divine direction of where I want to be or better, as suggested earlier. It's interesting because you can see if there's 24 hours and you've lived 7 hours, you have an additional 17 hours left in the respect of an average lifetime. Now, if you can expand that lifetime, you've lived even less of that. You know, if I'm going to live to over 111, which I am, it's already done, it's done, it's done. Then you can do the math. I've extended average another 37 years. So it's probably more like 4:30 a.m. or 5 a.m. So in what we measure, we can improve upon. And even in the respect of analogized time, we can start to be more productive, accessible, and gracious as we change our perspective of our own human experience, which is bookend by what? The time your heart starts till the time it stops, which is why you should make a priority, a non-negotiable, of everything that can assist your heart to keep beating, because that's the only thing that determines the human experience, is the heart beating. Your eyes can stop. Your hair can fall out. Your toenails can be broken. It doesn't matter. You don't need your legs or arms. You don't even need your eyes or your ears or your nose. You don't even need your brain. It's simply keeping that heart beating. Now, the quality of life is up to you. And if you take care of your heart as a priority, as a non-negotiable, meaning that God indicates to us very clearly how to take care of our heart. He says, if you don't breathe, your heart stops. So do you have a breathing coach? Do you study breathing? Are you a breathing expert? If it was me, it's the number one habit that we have. It's an automatic habit, but you can get better at it. You can utilize it. He then says, if you don't drink, if you don't eat, if you don't move, if you don't sleep, your heart's going to stop. Do you have coaches, mentors, and teachers virtually, in person, whichever way you want to go, help you take care of your heart as a priority, as a non-negotiable? In the context of quantifying, measuring progress of our human experience by the number of lessons that we've actually learned. And so I think it's a really, at such a young age, great perspective to have that, you know, it's somewhere between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m., depending on how well you take care of your heart. Very good, Nick. What a great lesson for all of us, no matter what age we are, to be able to quantify, measure, and improve upon the human experience in a linear human man-made construct like time. That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Mr. Meltzer. Now is my favorite part, which is to turn it over to our community and understand what is resonating with each and every person. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling by turning it over to Brent, who has been patiently waiting here on stage at the Breakfast with Champions to share his takeaway of the month. Brent, my friend, great to see you. Happy Friday. Unmute yourself and share away.
Happy Friday. Great to be here. I love you guys so much. And the takeaway of the month is like really cool. Like reflections, you know, we don't spend enough time on them. So this is a good opportunity. This month was really awesome. student of the calendar has been this really cool thing for me the last few years of being like just part of this community and this vibe. And something hit this month. It was really, really cool. It actually doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you're doing it within the energy that's appropriate. And it's like, holy crap, that just freed up all this stuff that I don't have to like organize all these things. I can stay in flow. I can accomplish things. I was like, wow, that's really, 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 really powerful. And it's helping me be so much more productive. So this month has been freaking amazing. So I really appreciate that. That's like huge takeaway for me.
That is student the calendar. As well as negotiables, it's so interesting because, as you know, Brent, being a mentor and a coach and a teacher is a process of being annoying. And two of the areas that will have the most impact on your life is truly studying non-negotiable behavior and studying the student of the calendar, like really knowing what it means, because it's so easy to think that you're doing it and think that you know it, but you really don't. And as an annoying person, meaning I'm repetitive and honest, I call people on their student of the calendar bullshit, right? I ask them questions. The same as a non-negotiable. I'll ask one of my coaching clients, hey, you know, are you working on your non-negotiables? Yes. I'm like, well, what is your non-negotiables and how much time are you assigning to each one? In fact, that's where the takeaway of the day and Ask Me Anything training came from, is that I was getting frustrated stepping off of stages and meetings and interviews and asking people who tell me, oh my God, you changed my life. You're incredible. That was amazing. Best speech I've ever heard. I'm like, well, what was it about my speech that, you know, moved you so much? And so we unfortunately fall into the trap of intellectual entertainment. And so we have to make sure that we're intentional with a definiteness of purpose, not being intellectually entertained, going, oh my God, that guy's so brilliant. He's amazing. He changed my life. But in the end, you're not really paying attention or giving intention to how to change your life, to actually execute on what the intellectual entertainment you were listening to. And Brent, you have taken action. You have been consistent over many years now to truly understand what a student of the calendar is. And if anybody would like the exercise, so you can practice like Brent, the student of the calendar, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved, at D is my first initial, Meltzer means servant, Let me be your beloved servant and give you the gift of the student of the calendar. Guarantee non-negotiables and student of the calendar will change your life. But you have to keep practicing it because there's subtleties of success and subtleties of awareness within the context of time. And so for us, even Nick and I do a podcast, which podcast one has picked up, which is Well-Oiled Machine Podcast. And we take a day and we study the calendar together with our audience to give them the subtleties to sex, to give them a framework to elevate their awareness to the actual takeaway of the student of the calendar, which is guaranteed to change your life. And I highly encourage you to take this exercise for student of the calendar. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I promise you, it will give you the unbelievable gifts of productivity, of accessibility to access what you desire and be accessible to others, and enhance the gratitude, the ability to have a shared, reconciled perspective of love, of light, and of lessons that will get you to where you want to be or better. Brent, you are a great student of the calendar. You're a great partner, friend, and associate. You've changed my online presence, the master of SEO. Reach out to by the incredible in building our brand and our community and protecting us as well. What a mutually beneficial relationship we have with Brent Nichols. Thank you for the great takeaway of student of the calendar.
Oh, thank you very much, David. And thank you, Nick. Have an amazing day.
You too. Have a great weekend, brother.
Awesome.
All right, Nick Wong, the greatest student Alan that I've ever taught, king of the WOM podcast on podcast one. What a great achievement for a podcast that my wife laughed at and said suck.
Most people, there's 10% that's on, you know, plus 10% that's automatically going to hate us. And it's up to the rest of the 80%. I think that they are loving us.
Or hate our show. Like, Liv doesn't hate me, but she sometimes she might, but she does. She does not like our show, but it's not for everybody. If you're interested in being a student of your calendar, not going to be your cup of tea, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Now, let's keep things rocking and rolling. We've got so many friends and so many requests here, both online on our webinar as well as here on Clubhouse. I'm going to pass it over to Allie for.
Is that Allie or Ali?
Princess Ali, your favorite. Princess Ali.
Princess Ali. Yours. Hi, David. Hi, family. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I have a two-parter today. So my takeaway is the future isn't built when the evidence appears. It's built in the moments you choose to stay devoted before it does.
Beautiful. Did you make that up?
I have ChatGPT helped me.
Yeah.
Into my thoughts. Because wow. I'm a high performer. I'm in a transformative phase in my life, as you know.
Yeah, and you are a high performer. And can you add that to my threads?
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's beautifully put. I love that. So repeat it one more time.
Thank you.
Repeat it one more time.
The future isn't built when the evidence appears. It's built in the moments you choose to stay devoted before it does. So for me, that came from, you know, as a high performer, my background is, you know, I'm definitely willing to work, willing to sacrifice, and willing to be committed. So the crossroads of, you know, being an ambitious person, that devotion, but also the tension between the timing and the control aspect of and go in. So my question beyond that is, what have you found is more difficult for high performers remaining devoted?
Surrendering their attachment to timing is more difficult. I think high performers are always devoted. They have the common denominator of success, which is a desire that they must be what they can be. But that can work against you, Princess Ali, when you're attached to a time frame, because every second that ticks by, more resistance is created when you catch time. If I tell you I want to make over $1 million or $1 million by the end of the month, because things accelerate, aggregate, and compound, and because the evidence is usually contrary to that compounding aspect or outcome, what happens is every second or every minute or every day that goes by, you have less time, and the majority of the success is compounding. So you're not going to see it, the evidence, I mean, until the last week. And so by the last week, you've created so much resistance, you've made it more difficult for the compounding aspect from the desire that you must be what you can be, from the attention that you're paying and intention of what you're doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing to equal that coinciding or coincidence that you desire. So it's really interesting because I think that for me, usually I was both or kind of hedging, but I'm very clear the difference here. And it's absolutely the biggest inhibitor to high performers, people who have a desire that they must be what they can be and are willing to put the discipline and devotion in. When they attach to a time frame, they are creating resistance the moment they attach it. They create more because the outcomes aggregate, accelerate, and compound. So what happens is you're not going to get where you want to be or better until later on in the effort. And so it appears as if you're not getting anywhere. And if you put and attach your emotions to the outcome, you actually create resistance and create it and make it more difficult to get to where you want to be or better. That's why my takeaway is complementary to yours. When you are focused in on doing great things when they're small, meaning that first week when the evidence is contrary to where you want to be and there's plenty of time, but you're not attached to time. You know that everything's going to come at the right time and the right place. You also know that things aggregate, accelerate, and compound when you pay attention and give intention to them in a consistent, persistent pursuit of what you desire or better. Does that sound fair?
No, absolutely. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It's definitely what I'm living through, and I'm sure many others. So just another great takeaway and reminder. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And as you practice that, it becomes easier, right? You catch yourself, you see the clues and the patterns, and you make different choices when you find yourself attaching to an outcome, and that feeling becomes recognizable of interference that you create when you attach a time frame to what you desire.
Absolutely. Thank you, David.
You're amazing. And please put that quote in my threads. I love it. And I love AI helping both you and I continually be able to articulate what we know and have learned and want to share.
We appreciate you, Princess Ali. Thank you so much for the incredible takeaway. And for our next takeaway from the month of May, I'm going to pass it over to Atul, who is here on stage in the Breakfast of Champions. Atul, my friend, feel free to unmute yourself. Oh, and he has dropped off stage and he's back. Okay. Atul, are you there, my friend?
I am. Yeah. Sorry, little tech glitch, a mini one. Thank you. Blessed and honored. And this frequency is like nothing else. My takeaway for the month is a couple of overlapping things. And one of them is about detaching my emotions from so much, almost pretty much everything, and attaching my focus and reward and a reward mechanism to good behavior, which takes me in the direction of what I want. So this is something which David said to me a few months ago, and he dropped in its pattern that was divine, and I've been living it recently, and totally transformational. And leader, that is detaching emotions from activity in my calendar. So focusing on moving the needle, but then the anxiety or regret, which my understanding is that's the ego at play around activity done or not done, and also not scheduling chicken crap, for want of a better word, things. I've been scheduling things which I shouldn't have been scheduling and been hostage to them. So now I'm improving my scheduling so that I'm acting on the priorities rather than jumping around to a calendar which was non-priority. So sorry if that was a bit of a ramble, but those couple of things and that space is my takeaway for the month.
Well, first of all, I love the way that you say scheduling. And two, we have scheduled a mastermind on July 27th in London. So, Atul, we want you and all your friends to come to the Private Members Club in Mayfair and join us for our scheduled July 27th mastermind with Kishore Lula, the Hindujas, with Liam Duffy, with Brian Rose, and myself, and the Nick of Guam emceeing and hosting us all at the Private Member Club in my in London at the in Mayfair. So come and join us. And just as a reminder, when I heard that beautiful word, scheduling, we should add scheduling to the, I'm practicing. Okay, good. I'm always open to learn, and we want to add scheduling to the WAM podcast, because it's all about appropriate scheduling. But yes, understanding man-made constructive time goes beyond the efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistical success that is taught in the Power of 64. Those that are intentional about doubling the amount of intentional hours they have with non-negotiable behavior, doubling the amount of efficiency that they have, doubling the amount of statistical success that they have, can provide 64 times the productivity 7 days a week. That's 8 days of an average person's productivity. And that's probably giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're productive 8 hours a day. But imagine creating 64 hours of productivity 7 days a week. 9 months equals 11 years of productivity. This is how you get ahead of the game. This is the Power of 64. And understanding that within the context of paying attention, giving intention to the coincidences that we want, that allows the coinciding of the universe of where we desire to be or better, understanding evidence and the evidence contrary to where we want to be. All of these things in congruency allow us to be more productive, accessible to others, and access information and be more gracious, finding more light, more love, and more lessons in all the people, places, things, events, and circumstances that present themselves every single day, allowing us the most valuable thing that you will find in the future, wisdom and faith. You see, knowledge is becoming a commodity because of AI. We can all ascertain and access so much knowledge instantly, as Princess Ali showed with that quite elegant regurgitation of something I've taught for years in the alignment of devotional behavior of evidence that is or isn't aligned with where we want to be or better. And so as we realize wisdom and faith will be the differentiator in the future, that AI allows us to access information and knowledge so quickly without ever memorizing it or even learning it, but being able to distinguish the value of that knowledge with wisdom and faith, shortening the distance of resistance in the time, non-negotiable, negotiable, planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, even our sleep, indicating and taking care of that heart, as previously discussed, the one thing we need to do to make sure we're maintaining, sustaining what the human experience that is bookend by the heart beating, the time it starts, the time it stops, that's your human experience. So we want to make sure that we are intentional in the non-negotiable behavior, planned, paid for behavior of taking care of that heart and being heart-centered in what we do, understanding the value when we schedule time of wisdom and faith and how commoditized and ubiquitous knowledge is for all of us. And as AI continues to down its ability to provide knowledge, it will not provide wisdom and it will not provide faith. It is here to make humans more human only if they utilize that knowledge for wisdom and faith and show that distance of resistance, because that resistance, that distance is created between what? A problem and a solution that exists in one at all times. It's just a lapse of time before it becomes a resolution, a resolution. And it's wisdom and faith that shorten the distance between the problem and the solution, the distance of resistance. What a great question and takeaway. Hatul, thank you so much. We can't wait to see July 27th. I will take the scheduling lesson, of course. What a beautiful way to enhance the WAM podcast with a better, eloquent articulation of the way that we schedule time. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Hatul. Much love as always. And just as a quick reset of the room here, I want to thank everybody for joining us for another edition of David Meltzer, the chairman of the Polling Hill Institute's Friday training series that he has been doing for over 28 years. And today's topic is takeaway from the month of May
and or ask me anything. So if you guys, as you we continue on, if you would like to share your takeaway from the month of May, of course, if you are joining us online as we are multicasting on all platforms, please make sure to put your question and or your takeaway into the chat. And for all of our friends here on Clubhouse, you guys know the drill. If you are on stage and have a takeaway or a question to share, please just use the room chat to let me know. And if you are in the audience and have a takeaway or a question to share, use the hand icon to request to join the stage, and we will, of course, bring you up. Now, for our next takeaway and or question of the day, I'm going to pass it over to the lovely Marianne, who has been patiently waiting. Marianne, always good to see you here, my dear. Happy Friday. Unmute yourself and carry us on.
Happy Friday. I'm actually driving in Brooklyn. My 92-year-old dad, and he's listening as well. So my greatest takeaway, I love what Atul said. It's part of my takeaway, is really giving myself grace and now noticing how to choose myself a little bit different for my calendar, as I consistently in like the peacekeeper, the and putting everybody else first and doing for everybody else, really scheduling for myself. I'm a great scheduler, just I haven't put myself first. And it's actually what I teach people in transformation, which is I was beating myself up for, and now I'm giving myself grace in that reckoning. So Dave, with your consistency and listening and your repetition, it's allowing me now to schedule things for me that benefit me. And it's not selfish. It's actually selfless is what I've learned.
It is so true that the non-negotiable behaviors that we set forth for ourselves, saying that no matter what circumstances exist, no matter what interest rates, weather, delays, whatever may happen in a prioritized circumstantial day, 24 hours of uncertainty that is unfolding in front of us, that it is the non-negotiables that are for us. So number one, a minimum amount of time assigned to sleep, a minimum amount of time assigned to our health, a minimum amount of time assigned to our family, a minimum amount of time assigned to our faith, a minimum amount of time to study time and be a student of the calendar, a minimum amount of time in the relativity of that time, meaning the meaning of the time to align with our divine direction or better, and then a minimum amount of time on our finances, taking care of our own finances. And that should equal half of your day should be allotted to you. All of those things are yours. And it still leaves 12 hours because the majority of that time is sleeping. Majority of the remaining time in the day, 12 hours can be of service and of value to others, because 90% of your progress is going to be from taking care of yourself and looking inside of yourself. And so in that 90% of progress, you risk 10% of that pursuit of your potential in the other 12 hours of awake time, which is for service and value to others. So we have an inverted understanding of how we can help people, because those people that give more but receive less end up zero. And we need to take care of self. And that's why I've created the non-negotiable, negotiable distinction in utilizing the split of the day, 12 hours, majority of it sleep, towards self, and then the other 12 hours to be of service and of value to others, or to add more time at Saving for Japan. Although I will have a speech and an interview and some meetings while I'm in Japan, I have added 12 hours non-negotiable. I've added 12 hours in circumstantial behavior, mainly to my health and my family. And so where normally I add it to the finance side and helping other people make a lot of money for the sake of others and having fun, when I go to Japan, I will make sure not only I do my non-negotiable behaviors assigned to time to take care of self, but I'm adding more time to take care of self, knowing that 90% of my success, my progress, comes from non-negotiable behavior, taking care of myself, so I can use the other 12 hours to take care of others. You can't give what you don't have. That includes kindness, love, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration, and money. So you can't give what you don't have. You cannot live in a zero-sum game. And you are just like the cobbler that has no shoes, because I know as an extraordinary coach, an expert, in certified expert like you are, that you're pouring into others, but you forgot to take care of self. And it's ironic because you're teaching others to take care of self while you're not making and taking care of your own shoes. Congratulations. You're an incredible member of our neighborhood. You always show up. Marianne, enjoy your father. What a blessing to be able to be with him. I am very rarely jealous. I know it's not an attribute that I'd like to have, but I love my mom and dad so much, and they're gone from my life. So please tell your father that you're happy, healthy, you love and appreciate him every day.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to share one thing really quick. This is a scheduled genius I'm sitting next to. He still has a schedule that he keeps
at
his age to keep his mind going when he does laundry, when he cooks, like when he sleeps, and when he works out and how he does it. That's what he does. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. I got to get him on my podcast. I got to learn from the master. So remember, wisdom and faith, that's the future. And he obviously has an amazing amount of wisdom and faith to separate his expertise and allow us all to learn him. Marianne, please schedule him on a podcast.
Okay.
Love you. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend with your dad. Amazing. All right, Nick of Wam. You know, if anybody would like the non-negotiable behavior exercise, the Power of 64, which is included in my book, all the exercises, guides, the replay, and my book. All the exercises, guides, the replay, and book are at David, which means beloved. My email, David@D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Unbelievable servant. Let me email you our schedule, our replay, the exercises, guides, my book. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping in the book. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Nick of Wam. The time robot, what's going on? We are almost in Michigan fourth quarter.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to pass it over to the Meltzer double. Eric Meltzer, just kidding. Spirits, no family affiliation. Eric, my friend, it is always good to see you here. Appreciate the way you show up each and every week. Why don't you unmute yourself and share your takeaway from the month of May?
Cool. Thank you so much, Nick and Dave. So the takeaway, a couple months ago, I got the Atomics app from James Clear based off the Atomic Habits book. And the one thing that I noticed is since I got it just over 50 days ago, been able to do a 10-minute breath work routine. All but one day, I'm 51 or 52 days in. And the takeaway is that when I've got those grabs and incomes, it's been really, the pressure at the beginning has subsided, and it's something that is no longer high pressure. And so it's showing, it was a way for me to really see that putting in the reps gets rid of the resistance to the non-negotiables.
Yeah, practice not only makes perfect, but practice makes ease. Through practice lets us determine what we're doing to interfere with our ease. In other words, it dissipates, devolves, and disappears the dis-ease. And I want to give a big shout out to James Clear. If you haven't read Atomic Habits or used the exercises and guides that he has, you are missing out. It's a game changer as well. You also could hear our podcast, James Clear and I. So please download the James Clear David Meltzer Playbook podcast, where we go into depth and share and reconcile our philosophies about time and the man-made construct of time and how consistent, persistent pursuit of time and understanding, you know, for him, the yes and what that means and how can you utilize our time and the decisions that we make, knowing that time, emotion, and value changes instantly when we come to a decision. Time, value, and emotion changes when we have an agreement of any kind, verbal, written, even with consideration, implied decisions, time, emotion, and value are changing. That's why it's important to have non-negotiable behavior, because regardless of the changes, you're assigning time to self, to I am. And the rest of the time is figuring out, what am I doing to interfere with I am? 12 hours of I am, 12 hours of figuring out what I'm doing to interfere with I am. If you would like the podcast with James Clear and I, please email me, David, means beloved, at dmelzer.com, first initial, last name, david@dmelzer.com. Get things clear in David Meltzer podcast. You can learn a lot about time, habits, and consistent behavior, detachment, and modes of interference, ease, and dis-ease. We are rocking. We are rolling. This is the takeaway and Ask Me Anything. We haven't had an Ask Me Anything, but a lot of great takeaways to comment on as well. Nick Vaughn, the best student I've ever had, the student of the calendar, the top of the top at such a young age, gaining wisdom and faith and shortening that distance of resistance. Who and what is up next?
All I could say is I have one hell of an incredible mentor. And with that said, I'm going to pass it over to Colleen for the next takeaway and or Ask Me Anything. Colleen, thank you for your patience. Feel free to unmute yourself and share away.
Thank you both. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Okay, so my takeaway from this week is you don't scale by doing more. You scale by collecting your time and surrounding yourself with the right people. You know, the OC Mastermind last week was an incredible example of that. So as someone who, you know, it's incredibly efficient and consistent, that being my takeaway, my question is, do you still struggle with anything that you feel like you commit to or a hack that's like quietly costing you, you know, the most energy that you're still trying to give up?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the need to bend it. You know, I've shortened that distance of resistance, but it's amazing. I shared about you have a genetic and an energetic inheritance. And, you know, I've inherited this need to bend it. And it's a terrible need because just walk outside, you'll be offended. You know, it doesn't take much. And so I'm constantly shortening the distance of that resistance that I create by people that have good intentions and do things. And then I get offended. I get personally offended by it when there's no offense. It's just a matter of continuing to learn, to find light, to find love and lessons in everything and everyone, circumstances, events, et cetera. So for me, I have shortened the amount of time. I only spend minutes and moments being offended, but I still have not shifted my energy, my genetic or energetic inheritance. And so I tend to lean to when things don't go as I want them to go, when things don't go as I have planned them, when God laughs at me because I've come up with a well-developed plan, my immediate reaction to the response to that fear with the needs of the ego to defend myself, to prove myself, to control every situation, the response that I have to the defense control and the need to prove myself is a need to be offended. And I will tell you, if you have a need to be offended, it will fulfill itself so quickly. And so you really have to learn how to stop, drop, and roll. And that's the thing I'm working on the most because it's such a weight effort. And this thing I've been able, because they're not genetically and energetically inherited, I've been able to dissipate and dissolve from my energetic being. But quantum in my nature, unfortunately, is this inheritance. And so I've been working on that inheritance to shift my energy perspective and to spend less time interfering with my potential. What a great takeaway. Ask Me Anything. Colleen, thank you for sharing and have a great weekend. If you would like a guide to stop all mechanism for what you've energetically and genetically inherited, if you'd like to learn how to dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the interference from life, you want to learn about the minutes and moments strategy, email me, David means beloved, at D is my first initial, Meltzer means let me be your beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick of Guam as well, why don't you go ahead and go through our schedules again, invite, inform everybody and have them share that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that we are taking, of course, our tour of over 200 cities every single year, all across the world and ending in what we call a car wash in each and every one of those cities, which is the addition of a community meetup, holding court, or even one of our VIP dinners for charity. So coming up, please come and join David on the Japan edition of our car wash series. I know he has a few interviews, a keynote, and many, many more there in Japan. Then it'll be off to Louisville, Kentucky with legendary coach Nick Saban and the CEO of Crash Champions, Matt Burt, adding in a car wash while we are in Louisville. And then it'll be from Kentucky to Kalamazoo, Michigan with the Zeigler Auto Group, adding in a car wash at Kalamazoo as well. Then from Kalamazoo, it'll be off to Las Vegas, Nevada for Office Hours TV show season number 11, adding out a car wash in Vegas. Then from Vegas over to Chicago, Illinois, adding out a car wash once again in Chicago, and then back to New York and Newport Beach, California for the June edition of our Mastermind, adding out a car wash once again. And then even further and beyond, we have NBA Summer League in Vegas. We have MLB All-Star Game in Philly. We have Fanatics Fest in New York. We have Los Angeles for another Mastermind at SoFi Stadium. Miami, Florida with Inter Miami CF and Messi. Over to London for our UK Mastermind, and so much more to come, ladies and gentlemen. I know that is way too much to keep up with, which is why we created our text community. To give you reminders of where we're going to be, in over 200 invitations, but not obligations a year. So to get these reminders, just text us at area code 949. Next three digits are 298. Last four digits are 2905. To get the reminders and over 200 invitations, but not obligations a year. And as we close in on the final 7 minutes of the fourth quarter here, it's my pleasure to pass it over to Marco Antonio to share his takeaway of the month and or ask me anything. Marco, great to see you as always, my friend. The stage is yours.
Good morning, Nate. Good morning, David. Yes, my takeaway actually came from Tim's story and David's mastermind. And it was shift from looking for the good in things to looking for the God in things. Ooh. For me, that really resonated because, you know, I'm always looking to clear my connection to source. And God is connected to goodness and all things that are good. Not only is he, but he's around us and looking for that.
So
that was my takeaway of the month.
Yeah, you know, that was probably the most common takeaway from the mastermind with Jay Abraham, Tim Story, and myself, John Coyle, Dr. Kian Vu, and many, many more, was, you know, there's good ideas and then there's God ideas. And, you know, Tim talks about those God ideas and understanding, you know, how and what those God ideas are. And so we try to share these God ideas with our takeaways of the day. And when you get a calling complementary to the ideas of good ideas versus God ideas, when you get a God idea and you have resistance to it, going, I can never do that. People are going to laugh at me, scoff at me, make fun of me. Yeah, but God wouldn't give you that invitation if he didn't already know your limitations. And if you stick to it, people will laugh at you, scoff at you, and make fun of you. But if you stick with it, they will applaud. And so remember along the God idea side of things that God's not giving you that idea. He's not giving you that invitation unless he already knows your limitations. Marco Antonio, what a great member of our community you are. How grateful we are for everything you do, including assisting us in the Tim Story Mastermind and helping with Jay Abraham and helping to make sure everybody got fed correctly. You are quite a partner, friend, associate in everything that we do. May God bring and will continue to bring favor upon you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we appreciate and look forward to seeing you at one of the other 200 things we got going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. All right, Nick of Guam, we're in the last 5 minutes. That means we got time for probably one more, and then we can go ahead and close out the room. What do you say, Nick of Guam? Who's our final friend?
I say our final friend is none other than Michael, who is here on stage. So Michael, without further ado, my friend, why don't you go ahead and unmute yourself and share your takeaway from the month of May.
It's Will I Am. Thank you, Nick.
Will I Am.
I love it. My takeaway is actually, I think a fan favorite of yours, David. It's an OG one as well, in the sense of you're either humble or you're about to be. I feel like what I've done and I continue to do is, especially this month, is really trying to push myself both physically, personally, and emotionally in different ways. And in each way, I feel like I got humbled to a certain degree. But I, in a weird way, enjoy those. And I think it's okay to lean into those in whatever way that is to kind of recalibrate yourself. But I just love that the quote of yours, and really appreciate you and obviously the team and everything we continue to build here. So I'm obviously super excited and wanted to share that and say thank you.
Thank you. And yes, that is my favorite quote. And with all the successes, failures, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments and historical relevances that I experience and the alignment of the meaning of my past, the only limitation of my self-image, notating that I'll never overachieve my self-image. And so in order to increase, expand the self-image that I have to remember the humility, the mercy, the frugality that's necessary through learning these lessons. And every time I hit a milestone, like Brent talking about the milestone, and other people hit milestones, and our friend with the healthcare vans, that business that's growing so quickly, I have to remember and recollect with God that I'm humble. I'm a humble servant. I have no need to control. I have no need to defend, and I have no need to prove, because I'm living in humility. I'm walking with my God, and you're walking with your God. And that God is bigger than me. It's protecting me, promoting me, loving and perfecting me, not punishing me. That God is infinite in his nature. That God is an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that allows me to expand in a divine direction. No evidence, or the evidence is contrary to where I want to be. All culminates into that quote to remind, in the failures and successes that we have, no need to control, defend, or prove, because I am humble, or I'm about to be. What a great way to finish. If anybody would like the guide, the exercise, or replays from today, a list of the takeaways and the lessons that we've learned, if you'd like my book, I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping, and the book. You got to email me directly. I answer them all myself. I've been doing it during training, if you haven't noticed. My name is David at D, first initial, Meltzer, last name. David means beloved at D, first initial, Meltzer, servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick of Guam, I'm on my way to Japan. I'm going to close out the multicast. If you wouldn't mind closing out the amazing neighborhood of the Breakfast of Champions. Take care, everyone. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Go ahead, Nick, close out the room. Everybody, you heard it here. If you'd like to join us once again, we're going to run through those cities real quick. You got to text me, 949-298-2905. We're going to be in Japan, meetups, holding courts, interviews, and a little speech there as well. Louisville, Kentucky with Nick Saban and I. Then we'll be in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Then we'll be in San Diego. Come and see us season 11 in Vegas at the Lobby of the Wind, our studios with SiriusXM. We'll be back in Chicago. We'll be in Newport Beach, Tim Story, me, Marie Diamond, Jay Abraham, and many more. Back to Las Vegas for the NBA Summer League. Philadelphia for Major League Baseball All-Star Game. New York City for Fanatics Fest with the biggest goats in the world. Back to LA, SoFi Mastermind. Miami with Messi and the FC. And finally, the private member group, the biggest names in London, Brian Rose, Hinduja's son, Kishore Lula. Come and join us at a mastermind. Liam Duffy, 949-298-2905. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.